Now it comes that time for our talker, and it's been a while since she spoke, but she's such a love bug, and if you know her, you love her, and if you don't know her, get to know her, because she just really has a lot of love to give, and she's just really an amazing person. So if you please welcome Charlene Pennington.
If not, we have Walter.
Now I'll pretend to be Anna for the needs
okay.
Before.
That'll work. It's blank. It's blank at this point. Anyways.
Hi. Oh, my gosh. It's so wonderful always to look out and see all these lovely faces, like every time I have the opportunity to talk. And, I mean, most of the people in this room have touched my life like you would not even imagine. Some wonderful, amazing people here, and I'm really blessed to even be here by the grace of God. I want to read for you a poem by Rudyard Kipling. I'm not sure. Most people know Rudyard Kipling because he wrote the Jungle Book, but he was always also a great poet and author. And I just want to read one of his poems called If. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give away to hating, and yet don't look too good nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make your dreams your master, if you can think and not make your thoughts your aim, and if you could meet with triumph in the disaster and treat those two impostors just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools, if you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss, if you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they're gone. So hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you but none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it, and which is more, you'll be a man, my son. And that was Rudyard Kipling. Tonight's going to be a little bit different than it normally is here, because I don't feel that at this point for me to stand up here and just talk and talk and talk. Sometimes that's a good way to communicate, and other times it's easier just to experience what the talk is about. It brings things from outside to in here, and everything begins within. Everything on the outside is a reflection of what's going on the inside. So I'm going to ask you to participate in this conversation. And if we could let go of all the thoughts of the days and all the activities and all the fears of tomorrow and just bring our awareness to the present moment, because that's where we are, is right here, right now. That's all we have is this moment. And if we could just let go of everything for just this one moment that we share together, that would be wonderful. So the first thing I'm going to ask you to do is to close your eyes and take a deep breath in. And I'm going to ask that you bring to mind a moment in your life when you were giving or when somebody was giving to you. If you can bring any instance or many instances of moments when you felt that you were being given to or that you were giving. And I'll just leave you with those thoughts for just a moment. And if you can bring your awareness to the sensations that you feel in your body when you recall those events in your life. Like, how does it feel? How does it make you feel emotionally or physically? Was it a parent? Was it a friend, lover, partner, child? Grandchild, aunt, uncle, if you could just bring to your awareness the feeling that you feel when you're giving or being given to. Okay, and I'm going to ask you to bring your awareness back into the room. And let's talk about what that feeling is, how you feel. What is giving? What does giving mean to you personally? So
we'll write on the board, what is giving? What does giving mean to you personally? Would anyone like to share what does giving mean to them personally? Lisa?
I was going to say something.
Oh, what joy. Joy? So what is giving? Giving is joy.
In your heart.
And
love.
Love?
Unconditional love.
Love.
Sharing.
Sharing.
It's the reason we're here.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, man, this thing, I'm going to have a hard time. Okay, anybody else want to share?
Selfless. Give me selfless.
Selfless.
Exchange of energy.
Ooh. Okay. Oh, Shayshon? Smiles, hugs, and time. Okay. God, a lot of great answers here. I love it when the children participate.
I know.
When they feel that they can, that they have a voice, I love it. Anybody else? Okay, so we're going to take this one.
Can I
hold it for you? Oh, that's okay, sweetie. I'll manage, I think. All right, so we're going to put this one right here.
Okay, so I'd like to ask you once again, if you can close your eyes again, take a deep breath. And if you could bring to mind a time or times when you were taken from, or you took from somebody else. If you can bring your conscious awareness to how that feels in your body or your consciousness or in your soul, how does it feel when you recall a time when you were taken from or took from somebody else? Could be a parent, child, coworker, friend, or maybe somebody you didn't even know at all. And if we could take a moment to feel how that feels in our physical body. What emotions does it bring up for you? And if you can bring your awareness back to the room, and we're going to do the same thing. Okay, unloving. And what was the other one?
Empty.
Guilty.
Obligation.
What was the last one? Guilty and what was that?
Guilty and an obligation.
Somewhat helpless.
Okay.
Hurt and pain.
Wow, that's a loaded one.
I know. More of that. That's kind of sad.
Yeah. It is.
Victimized.
Distrust.
Nathan?
Respect?
Lack of? Maybe lack of respect?
Disrespect.
Okay. And the Laura, the little girl, your niece?
Francis.
Lonely? Lost, okay. Okay. All right, so we'll move on from this one.
Like
like inching backwards. I think I need to move the whole thing forward.
If you move the chain,
yeah,
it's just kind of wandering around it.
Okay, so now we're going to do another visualization, and this time we're going to close our eyes and take a deep breath in. Let it go. And we're going to imagine a time or times when we were loved or that we loved. And where do you feel it in your body? What emotions does it bring about? That feeling of love, the feeling of being loved or loving. Parent, child, lover, teacher, child, anybody or any circumstance that comes to mind when you were loved or loving. Where do you feel it in your body? Take a moment to feel the sensation in your body of that feeling. What is love? And if you can bring your awareness to this present moment again and to the room, and if you'd like to open your eyes, we're going to ask ourselves...
Ecstasy.
Walter?
Yeah.
connection. Okay, connection.
Well, it's commitment, too.
Secret commitment. Okay. Sorry. My spelling's
Security.
I think I have that one.
What about expansion?
Expansion.
Tear. Emotional.
She's still on it. She's still on it.
Okay. All right. What was that?
Timeless.
Okay. All right. So that's what is love. All right. Well, we'll leave that one up there. We'll just leave that one up there. Now I'm going to ask you. Now I'm going to ask you to close your eyes, and I'm going to play a little song for you. So close your eyes, take a deep breath, bring yourself to the present moment. And we're going to listen to this song and just listen to the song and see how it feels in your body and your mind and your soul. It might take just a moment, sorry. It's okay.
Look at this face. I know the years are showing. Look at this life. I still don't know where it's going.
And now, if you feel like it, if you can open up your eyes and take a look around the room and look at all these people here. And as you can see, we all experience the same things. Every word on every one of these pages we share in common. And if you can take a moment just to look into the eyes of the person sitting next to you or around the room and know that we are so connected to each other. That divine life force runs through all of us. We're all so connected to each other. And we all have the same experiences and the same feelings and the same wants and desires. My daughter's the DJ. And I'll just leave that with you. Thank you.
Thank you, Charlene. That was really beautiful, you guys.